Gatorhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears and Pass Robles, 1621 North River Road. Shifting Gears has you covered from your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. And now let's join Jimmy Purdy on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and KPRL.com.
Well, good morning and welcome in. Thanks for tuning in. Happy New Year. It is the first Gearhead Radio of 2026. So congratulations to you for tuning in. Phone lines are open, 805-238-5775, 805-238-KPRL. Don't forget about the text line. It is, looks like it's operational. There's some texts coming in. Text blast. So if you don't want to call and you got a question, yeah, text it. I got the little screen here open and I can announce it on the air or text you back. Here for the next hour to bring you Gearhead Radio. So if you got any questions about your vehicle, vehicle maintenance, repairs, or about the auto industry, you want a jaded opinion, I can do that. That's easy. I'm just kidding. Everything's great. Couldn't ask for anything better in the auto industry in 2026. It's going to be an amazing year. And we're looking forward to it. We're excited. We got a lot of big things. We're happening at the shop. As always, we're always pushing the envelope. Always about improving the customer experience. That's number one. And then we got to, fixing the cars. That's just a given. That's ongoing with training. We're always trying to stay up to date with the latest technology and all that for cars. But more importantly, making sure you're taken care of when you come in. That's on top of my mind because most cars are fairly, let's say they're fairly easy to fix, but not simple. Or they're simple, but not easy. However you want to look at it. nothing's ever easy, but it's usually pretty simple. But we're looking forward to taking care of you this year. And I look forward to you listening in and tuning in every Saturday for Gearhead Radio. It helps, and I appreciate each and every one of you that come down to the shop and say hi or use us for our services. That's even better. You know, we like to spread the love and help out as much as we can, but we can't show up the next day without a little bit of profit. So yes, it's nice when you actually come down and use our services. That helps. It definitely helps. All right, let's get some weather for today. We got rain all day today and into tomorrow, so I'm sure you've been prepared for that. Slow down a little bit. Check your wipers. Go get them replaced now because we do have rain all day today and tomorrow. Monday's cloudy, partly cloudy. Tuesday and Wednesday, sunshine coming back out Thursday, Friday, and into next weekend. Our lows are getting down into 30, 32 Thursday and Friday, so we're going to get back into those freezing temps by the end of next week, so be prepared for that. And what do you mean by be prepared for that? Well, if you have had your battery tested in 3 to 4 years, it's time to get that battery tested. Make sure you got a little bottle of some sort of solution. We talk about a lot of different things, but a little isopropyl alcohol or vinegar just to keep that ice off the windshield, or maybe put a towel or whatever your trick is. Or just be like me and procrastinate and just use the credit card in your wallet to scrape the ice off at the last minute. That's fine too. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning. Hey, quick question.
Yeah.
So I'm getting my truck dialed in to, I plan on getting a camper trailer. I have a 2011 Chevy 1500. I'm having a leveling kit put on it. I might have it airbagged at some point. I don't know if I need that, but I don't know. What do you?
I'm a personal fan of using the airbags. It's pretty convenient. Sometimes the helper springs are a good cost-effective solution, but if you're not just specifically using the truck for towing, it rides pretty rough without the load on it. So what's nice about airbags, if you plan on using the truck, you know, more often than not without the trailer, but you still want that capacity and not have to have it, you know, sagging down and change the dip angle between that. the bags are nice. You put the trailer on, you can air it up, you can get the ride nice and level. It rides good when you're towing, and then when you're done, you can, you know, let air out of the bags, and it goes back to riding, you know, pretty well normal for light load. So I'm a fan of that because you can use the truck, you know, for other things. Not saying that just using the helper springs, you can only use it for towing. It rides a little rough with that extra spring in the back without the load on it. So I'm a fan of that. It's definitely, and it's very cost effective. They last pretty much forever. In fact, the Firestone airbags have a lifetime warranty. The only problems I ever see is just the little plastic lines you use to fill it. You know, 5-6 years, sometimes they start developing little pinholes, little leaks. That's cheap, easy stuff to fix. So,
yeah, usually those are quarter inch quick release.
Exactly. Yeah, you can get them anywhere. Super easy to fix. They're just exactly the quick release. So, even if you just get the little splice, you get those splices on Amazon. They're like $2 or $3 if you know if it rubs, well, you put it through.
Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're right.
I have paintball guns that run the same.
Yeah, so you're familiar with them. Yeah, and you can even if you get to the point where you're getting frustrated with them leaking all the time, you can hardline them too. You can just run like, you know, brake tubing, and you can bend it and make it all hardlined, and then you never have to worry about it again. But the plastic stuff, I mean, it's great. It's cheap, it's easy to fix, and it usually lasts forever. And typically, if you have a truck and you got airbags, you're pretty handy, so you can usually just keep a roll in the back seat, and then you can fix it as you need it, right? It doesn't take up very much space. So, but no, I really like the airbags. I think it's a great addition, and it helps keep the ride quality, but still allows you to tow when you need it. So, very, very effective, and actually it's pretty cheap compared to what you're getting, you know, because those helper springs, I mean, the installation is about the same. You know, you got to pay a little bit more for the bag setup than the extra the helper spring, but it's a way to go.
So next question, is there any way to use, because you have to have a compressor on board, is there any way to hook up a quick connect, say for instance, somebody's on the side of the road and they need to air up their tire to get off the, say for instance, off ramp and pull into the gas station around the corner?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You can do that. You don't have to have a compressor with the bags. You can just stub it out with a Schrader and not even worry about putting an onboard compressor. And then just, you know, if you've got a compressor at home or whatever, you can just air it up as you need it. If you want to go that route and add the extra to it, I mean, it's nice to be able to change it right there and not have to get out of the vehicle. But you don't have to have the onboard compressor. But if you wanted to go that route, yeah, you could just put an auxiliary tank. You can get the tanks pretty cheap on eBay. There's a bunch of vendors that sell the tanks. I would just add an extra one, and then when the compressor fills up both, because the Viair compressors aren't the best for that kind of application, but if you have a large reservoir, that's the way to do it. So you just get like two of the, you know, the reservoir tanks, and then you could just stub out of that secondary tank that's, you know, in line with the in series with the other one, and then you could just put whatever fitting you want on the end of that tank. That'd be really easy.
Right on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hopefully that makes sense.
Well, no, I drive a truck.
If you go on eBay, you'll see the tanks I'm talking about, the air tanks, and they just come with a threaded 3/8 bung. So you can thread in whatever you want. So I would just keep one tank primary for your airbag setup, and then just put a T in to fill up the secondary tank, and then use that 3/8. Then you can run a little air reel and make it real slick underneath.
And that's
it. What's that?
That's just a reservoir.
Yeah, and it's all so, combined together. Yeah. But yeah, then you could just use that, and you'd have air on board for filling up your tires too. I've seen guys do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm working on. I have a little project going, and these are just questions. I mean, I'm a commercial driver, so I know how the air system works. But for my personal truck, my Chevy, I mean, I've seen people on the side of the road flat tire.
Oh, it makes sense.
I can give them some air just so they can get off the freeway.
I love it. Well, even for yourself, right? You never know what's going to happen when you're going to need. I mean, so if you're going to go that extra bit to put the compressors on board for your air ride setup or your airbag setup, I would absolutely add another tank, and that way you have onboard air for whatever you want. You know, you just have put a nice little mini rail under the bumper, cut a little hole so you can pull it out, and it'll retract back in. I mean, you can make it real slick and make it real nice.
Holy moly!
Yeah.
Hey. Don't let the woman hear this. Right on. Hey,
cool, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a good weekend. Bye. Yeah, you're only limited by your imagination, you know? Anything's possible with enough time and money, you know? I would say the money's the easy thing, but money's pretty tough. It's the time, you know? It's like the time to put that together, but great question, though. I mean, it's definitely a lot, not that specific question, but questions I get a lot at the shop you can just keep going, right? You can just see that in that conversation, how like it just keeps unpacking and it just goes and goes. So it's really difficult with like estimates or like, well, how much is that going to be? It's like, well, what exactly, like how far are we going? Like, what do we want to do here? If you just want to do airbags and you just want to fill it with your compressor at home and not, yeah, it's cheap. That's like, it's easy. That's less than a day. But if you want to put an onboard compressor and extra tanks, you have extra air. I mean, we're talking like a week long project, you know? So great question. Thanks for the call. I got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Who's got the best breakfast around? A recent survey says it's a three-way tie between Joe's Place in Paso, Joe's Place in Templeton, and Joe's One Niner Diner at the Paso Robles Airport. Who took the survey? People with great taste who like food that tastes great. By the way, their lunches are great too. Joe's Place in Paso, Joe's Place in Templeton, and Joe's One Niner Diner at the Paso Robles Airport. Open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. for breakfast and lunch. Thank you, fellow Americans.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
I'm Ron Torres, owner of Seniors Helping Seniors. I left corporate America to help seniors who need friendship, non-medical care, and a helping hand. Seniors have great conversations and understand each other. Join our team of mature caregivers. Or maybe you need that helping hand. Call me, 805-369-2110, 369-2110, or seniorcareslo.com. That's seniorcareslo.com. Seniors Helping Seniors.
Is this a sign you need a sign? The Blue Printer and Graphics in downtown Paso Robles can help your business be seen. In addition to flyers, business cards, invitations, wine club signups, and blueprints, the Blue Printer and Graphics offers vinyl banners, PVC, coroplast, and metal signs, as well as full-color posters. Check out their new website at pasoblue.com. That's pasoblue.com. And be seen with the Blue Printer and Graphics in downtown Paso Robles.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Welcome back in. You're tuned into Gearhead Radio. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. We're located at 1621 North River Road in Paso Robles. Check us out online at shiftinggears805.com. And that's shift with the letter N, gears805.com. It's a play on words if you didn't know that. So like shift neutral gears. So shift N gears. It's where shift happens. Hope that makes sense. I worked really hard on that, so I hope someone got that after all these years. Anyway, here today to bring you Gearhead Radio. If you're just tuning in for the first time, welcome in. Phone lines are open, 805-238-5775. Text lines are also open, 805-238-5775. Feel free to text in or call if you have any questions about your vehicle or looking to make some upgrades or want some advice. That's what I'm here for the next hour, this and every Saturday. Happy New Year. Time to start the year off strong. What is your New Year's resolution? You probably hear it everywhere, but it is the opportunity to do a nice reset. This year, I decided to reset 3 weeks early because I wanted to get in front of it, you know? It's like when everyone else starting their New Year's resolutions, you know, this week, I'm like, I'm going to do it in December. And that way, through the holidays, I'm already started on my diet and exercise plan. So that was my plan. I was cheating a little bit. We have about 4 or 5 months now, brought a dietitian into the shop to start help with, get everyone on diet plans. And, you know, it's physical work that we do at the shop. It's, you know, there's part of it that's sitting around and not sitting around, but, you know, taking the phone calls but the guys in the back, it's a lot of physical work, a lot of repetitious, you know, and so it is tough on the body to be an auto technician. It really is. It takes the toll on you. So it's important to do stretches and exercise and do certain things to keep your body from failing. And diet is also really important, you know, just grabbing whatever you can, the lunchtime and an energy drink and away you go. So I saw a pattern of that and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna make the investment to have someone come in and once a month sit down with everybody and work with them to try to at least just keep talk, you know, just have that bug in your ear about eating well and a diet. And we've made a lot of progress. I'm really proud of everybody for on their own kind of stepping up and just being just a little more conscious about, maybe I won't have that sixth energy drink today. It's like, that's progress, you know? It's not going to flip. It's not like a switch is going to flip and the next day, like, I'm only drinking water for the rest of my life. No, it's not going to happen. But it's like just that active progress, slowly moving in the right direction. And with that progress, we came up with a plan for this year for our New Year's resolution as a shop to conduct in hard 75. Or 75 hard. And if you don't know, if you're not familiar with that, look it up. It's been around for quite a while now, but it's a challenge. 75 days, you do a diet, you exercise, you read 10 pages in a book. It's hard. It's 75 hard. There's an app. You can download the app online and it'll track. You got to take a picture of yourself, your progress picture, and you got to stick to the diet plan. You got to check all the boxes, drink a gallon of water. There's a few things you got to check off, but it's going to be exciting to say the least. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning, Jimmy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, I want to know how I should go about getting a new cat. I have a 20-year-old Tundra, registered in another state, and I have to make it legal, California legal, and the cat is going out. So what do I do to get another one?
On what year, Tundra?
2002.
V6. You should be able to get that at just about any exhaust shop.
Yeah, so you just go in there and tell them you want a new cat, and they put a new one in?
Yeah, that should just be a cut and weld.
Okay.
Yeah, that shouldn't be one where you have to replace the whole exhaust system. And I believe that's past the time where it's required. You know, there's like I can't remember the years on it, but there's a certain amount of time between being new and where the California requires that the exhaust be replaced. You can't use an aftermarket one. But I think you're in the clear there where you could just use like a Magnaflow cat and just make sure you get it from, just make sure you get it from an like a muffler shop. Like a good muffler shop.
Because
that way you don't get one that's welded on and then you go to the smog shop and they're like, hey, this cat isn't legal for California because they do have 49 states.
That's why I'm calling you on the phone.
Yeah. I would, if like mom's muffler, Bob over there, he'll take care of you. We take stuff to him all the time. And he's usually got them in stock. and he'll be able to get you the number and everything that you're supposed to have on there. But yeah, that's not a bolt-on one. So with those ones, I mean, I can weld, but I'm more of a grinder than a welder. So I would probably probably recommend going to an exhaust shop.
I'm just a wallet person. I don't do nothing.
I wish I was there. That'd be really nice. That sounds pretty good. Yeah. Sometimes I'm looking at this car, like, how come every car that comes in the shop is broken and I got to look at it, you know?
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks. That's a good tip because, I don't really know. It's 2002, so
yeah,
I might have to get a California legal one.
It does have to be California compliant. It can't be a 49 state. It's got to be the 50 state or New York and California. So the ones you see online, they're probably all going to say 49 state, and you got to make sure you get that 50 state stamp that covers California. I personally just go down to the exhaust shop because they'll know exactly which one you need, and they put them on all the time. And if you buy one online and it says it's California and then you get it, it's like you don't know what they just sent you, right?
Yeah,
so just stay away from that.
I don't want to, it's too important because I want to pass the smog and then I can get it registered.
Yeah, and even if you get one online for say $300 or $400 and then it ends up not being right, well, then you pay to put it on and then you got to try to return it, and they're probably not going to take it back. And so, yeah, I wouldn't even mess with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for the good information.
Of course.
So happy New Year again, Jimmy, and thanks.
Happy New Year. Bye. Yeah, the catalytic converters are. I got. There's a vehicle, Dodge Dart, and most of the time, not every time, but the majority of catalytic converter failures. And if you're not familiar with what that is, it's in the exhaust stream. It's in front of the muffler, and it's a little. It's a ceramic honeycomb, and it's got platinum, palladium, and rhodium, and it's got a bunch of precious metals, and it takes the exhaust and makes it from being really, really bad to not so bad. That's the simplest way I can put it. But the honeycomb structure is so tightly woven, if you unfolded it, it's like the size of a football field. That's how much surface space is in there. So it's very, very tightly packed little honeycomb. I bring this up because a lot of the time when you fail smog for the cat, you get a code, usually PO420 or 430, which is the catalytic converter is below efficiency threshold, and it means it's worn out. It means the sensors in the front and the back have determined that it's not doing its job anymore, so you got to replace it. Sometimes they just clog up, and then it's like a muffler that's got like a tailpipe with a potato in it, right? The engine doesn't run right. And we have one now, a vehicle at the shop that doesn't run, and we just can't find a catalytic converter for it. There's no 50 state legal one available, and the dealer doesn't even have it. It's backordered. And so a lot of, they just drive it around and go get a smog waiver. And that's when you go to the referee and say, hey, I can't get the emissions component. And so they'll just give you a waiver for the year. Well, that doesn't help because the cat is plugged up, so the engine doesn't run. Like, the waiver is the least of the worries, right? So, good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Yeah, I was calling. I know that you attend a lot of conventions and forums and involved with a lot of different, networking. I was wanting to buy a new 2026 truck, heavy-duty diesel. What would be your recommendation on the make? Comparing, Dodge and GMC.
That's a great question. You know, the concerns I have with so much moving forward in the industry is there's just not enough relevant data to know what is going to fail or what's going to work. It's really tough. I've seen Ford make a lot of strides. I've seen GM making a lot of partnerships using, better stuff, better components, and then their fallout with Allison. I don't know if that was the best decision. I mean, personally, I am a fan of the GM products, but with their recent decisions of moving away from Allison and this new transmission they just designed, I don't know if I'm like super comfortable with that. And then you get back to Cummins, and they've made a lot of progress with the RFE transmissions, and I really like their new transmission they came out with. But now the new Cummins, they went with this hydraulic roller system and their new diesel engine, and it's just catastrophically failing. The camshaft's wearing out. Like, the Cummins engine, which was like tried and true for the last 25 years, they decided to redesign it, and now the camshafts are failing. It just seems like everything is like You know what I mean? It's like, so we're starting to see this stuff coming out, and it's like, why did you change it? There's just so much change going on where it's like, just keep something just simple for a while so we can have a good recommendation. You know, it's a great question, and I don't know if I have the best answer for you. I mean, me personally, I'm just a fan of the GM, so I would probably go for that product. But also, I would probably wait 5, maybe even 6 years to see what happens with the new ones before, you know, that's just kind of where I'm at. I wish I had a better answer for you.
I hear the music, so I'll let you know.
I appreciate the call. Thanks. Yeah, man, I'll do some thinking over the break. I'll be right back.
Ace Auto Care, 1 mile east of El Camino on the corner of Traffic Way and Via, Atascadero.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Roger Stern. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife are in U.S. custody, set to stand trial for narco-terrorism. The U.S. captured them from Caracas this morning. President Trump telling Fox and Friends Weekend that the timing was based on the weather clearing.
We were going to do this 4 days ago. 3 days ago, 2 days ago, and then all of a sudden it opened up and we said go.
Our Lucas Tomlinson has more on this morning's attack.
The National Mission Force Special Operations Forces were launched likely from the USS Iwo Jima offshore after the Air Department, the jets and helicopters on board had been moved to Puerto Rico.
Venezuela's news agency says this is a very serious military aggression. This has been a Fox News alert. I'm Roger Stern.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, locally owned and operated for over 20 years. Combination of construction, whether it's new construction, remodel, and concrete work, along with pest control, including termites and bird control, and more. Get it done the right way and on time. John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, the one call that does it all. Give John a call, 466-8667.
For 28 years, Berlager Excavation has been serving the excavation and grading needs of the Central Coast. Call Berlager if you need a new building pad, roads pioneered, road base laid, culverts installed, or a septic system. Their decades of experience assures a quality job. Call or text 805-674-5141. That's 674-5141 for a quote, or find them on the Creston Sawmill Berlager Excavation Facebook page.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
You are tuned into Gearhead Radio on AM 1230 KPRL. Phone lines are open, 805-238-5775. Text line is open as well. Feel free to call or text. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair, located at 1621 North River Road in Paso Robles. Check out our website and our YouTube channel, Shifting Gears 805. That's shift with the letter N, Gears, if you're having a hard time finding it. Got a virtual shop tour if you want to put a face to the voice. Picture of yours truly. Leanne and Mallory are all featured on our shop tour video. Go check that out. Good call before the break about what to buy in 2026. That is just the, I'm not a fan of new vehicles. I mean, I am. They're nice. You just don't know what's going to happen. And I think it just really comes down to the warranty. That's the most important thing. Ram is putting out the warranty. I think it's 10 years. Everyone does 100,000-mile powertrain, 3-year, 36, basic. That's pretty standard. Ram is trying to push that to 10-year, 100,000. Even though I've heard a lot, they're not really covering certain things in the powertrain. They're trying to wiggle their way out of it. Ram, as you know, is Stellantis, so it's a very, very difficult warranty process. I personally at the shop have had vehicles come in for powertrain warranty problems, and I've just been just completely inundated with issues with dealing with that warranty process. So I am not super. And maybe it's just in this area, I'm not really sure, but the Stellantis warranty process is, they changed it from when it used to be Ram, and which was really easy. You could have independent shops help with the warranty. It's got to go back to a dealer, and then it's got to go through their whole thing, and you got to pay, and then you usually don't get your money back. It's just a whole thing. So I'm not a fan of Ram's warranty process at all. Ford and Chevy is pretty much like done. No problems, no questions asked, to take care of you. So that'd probably be between the two there. I'm pretty impressed with where Ford has been and the stuff they've gone through and what they're coming out with now. Leading the way in torque and the power output. So, you know, hats off to them for doing that. Also makes you nervous about, you know, what's going to break. And then you got the reports of the death wobble and all that with the couple of years ago, and they've got the suspension pretty well dialed, but I think GM products typically, even though the suspension components wear out a little more, they do give a better ride, better, more comfortable, a little bit better built in that aspect. So yeah, that's everyone's neck and neck right now. That's putting out the big diesel trucks is their number one priority. When we talk about the auto industry going into EVs, I think the big three there understand that the people that don't want the electric and they need a diesel truck to move for business, to make money, whoever builds the biggest and baddest is going to capture that market. Like I think it's very well known. Not saying it out loud, but they're definitely behind the scenes putting some serious energy into making sure that these trucks they're putting out in the next few years as we go through this EV, changeover, they're going to be putting out some beasts of trucks. The guys that want them are going to pay for them. And also, you're paying $100,000, so better be a beast of a truck. So hope that helps. I would just, as I say with everyone, just go out there and drive it. And if you like the thing, buy it. Like everything's going to break. That's the bottom line. It's going to break. It's going to need maintenance. So just buy it because you like it. You know, it's a huge purchase. So make sure that you logically you're not buying something that you know has problems, but also like that you like it a little bit. Good morning on Gearhead Radio.
Hi, talking about new cars.
Yeah.
Some changes in the, like, let's say next year's models. They'll be simpler. They'll be a little bit less junk on them, don't you think?
Hard to say. Yeah, there's no real mandates. I mean, the ADAS is getting more and more sophisticated. So they're the LiDAR sensors and stuff, they're definitely making progress with that. They're kind of refining it. I don't know if there's any really big jumps or big changes for technology. But yeah, I mean, I think in a sense of what you're saying is correct, where in the last few years, there has been a lot of implementation of new technology technology, and I think we're at the kind of a sweeter spot now where we're not adding anything new, but every year we're kind of refining. You know, when Apple CarPlay first came out and all that stuff, it's like we're like 10 years into that now, and that's an awesome, you know, tool now. You can buy them aftermarket and put them in anything now. So I think technology is getting a little more refined, and I think we're past the chip shortage too that we had back in the COVID area.
Okay. I was just excited when I heard the feds were undoing some of the mandates on the car dealers for their gas mileage and stuff. The ideas that made us have the turn off at stoplight type functions and stuff, I think we're...
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, all the CAFE standards.
Yeah. So I'm hoping next year we'll have some of that junk that's not necessary come off.
Yeah. I think internally, if I'm an auto manufacturer, I'm probably not changing the whole manufacturing process, especially with the election year coming up. You know, it could easily the switch gets flipped really easy the other way, right? And so the cost of like changing back and forth. But I think you're right. I think it'll probably be a little less stringent, and we'll probably have some nicer vehicles coming through 2026, 2027. And who knows what happens when we get into that 2030 area. But I mean, yeah, there's a lot of commotion that's kind of settling down for this year. So I think you're right.
Okay. I hope so. Thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Yeah. So if you're in the market for a new car, it's. You never know. I don't know if it's a good year or bad year. I like keeping the old stuff going. You know, obviously that's what we get paid for to do, to fix the old stuff. But eventually you do got to buy a new car, and then eventually that car is out of warranty, and then we'll be here to help repair it for the whole new, you know, generation of repairs and learning what, you know, the most common failures are and stuff like that. So it is exciting when new stuff comes out, new technology, because there's a lot of new things, a lot of new things to learn how to fix. And then you kind of get in your little pocket there. And that's the spot where, as an auto repair shop, we make a lot of profit. That's where we make the money. Once we know pattern failures, that's when we become really efficient and we're able to fix stuff. On the new stuff, it's exciting and we're learning, but you got to pay a lot, right? We spend a lot of time learning before we make money. So it's just evolution. That's just how that's how it works. And but yeah, I think we're settling down a little bit, and the technology is kind of not taking a back seat, but it's like, okay, let's get this stuff refined. Let's figure out what we're doing here. And then we'll add new stuff in the next couple of years. So with that being said, I wanted to bring up a few new laws that have passed for California for 2026. We'll see how many of these I can get through. So if you're not familiar, if you don't follow these as they're passed, and why would you? You can write these down so you can do a little research on your own. I'll try to go through them as briefly as possible, but I think they're important to bring up. So California for the 2026 Alfa Bravo 486 is the law. That's 486. It refers to a law that expands the definition of burglary tools to include modern devices like key programming and duplicating devices and signal extenders, making it a crime to possess them with intent to commit burglary, and also deals with vehicle slideshows and e-bike sales. It's a Republican-sponsored bill that became the law in just the late 2025, adding tech-related tools to existing burglary statutes to combat new methods of theft. So like the old Slim Jims, remember the Slim Jims? Yeah, not me, but the little lock picks. You couldn't have those in your vehicle unless you were... Well, they had a license for them for a little while. But, you know, you had to be locksmith or have, like, a valid reason why you would need a Slim Jim in your car, like, or a lockout kit. So now, with the new eras, we're talking about new technology, so it goes well together. There's a lot of them with key programmers or key transponders where, you know, you can just show up with a laptop and you can wirelessly unlock most vehicles now with key transponders or duplicating devices. It's not easy, but it's simple, and so it makes sense that would make that they pull you over and they see you got a bunch of electronic equipment that looks like key transponders, and hopefully the officers are being trained on what those look like, and I'm sure they are. Yeah, that should definitely be. That makes sense to me. Senate Bill 586. It's referring to a law that established the legal framework for off-highway electric motorcycles, or commonly known as e-motors. So this is another one that's kind of been fairly new to the industry, right? Like the e-bikes, the electric bikes. It's defining what an e-moto is, registration and access, safety requirements, getting some public education out, and then funding for it. So that's the Senate Bill 586. It allows e-motors to officially register their vehicles and obtain identification plates from the DMV. This grants them legal access to authorize OHV areas and trails. And to extend on that for the e-bike and battery safety, Senate Bill 1271. This was signed in late 2024. So this has been around for a little while. But battery testing requirements. So commencing January 1st, 2026, it is illegal to distribute, sell, or lease e-bikes or powered mobility devices unless their batteries are tested by an accredited laboratory for compliance with the safety-specific standards for that. So that's SB 1271 if you want to look that one up. It just tightens the definitions for e-bikes as well. Class 1 and 3 must not be capable of exclusively propelling the bike, so motor assistance only while pedaling. And marketing restrictions. Products cannot be labeled or sold as electric bicycles if they do not meet the specifications or if they can be modified to exceed 750 watts. And then the rental rules, starting January 1st of this year, similar battery testing compliance will be required to the rental of these devices. And this is a $1,000 fine per stock of keeping these. So if you're thinking about getting into the e-bike rental business, make sure you look that up. There's a lot of overseas battery vendors, and as we all have seen, the lithium-ion batteries. If you're online anywhere, you've seen the phones blowing up and stuff like that. So I guess that makes sense. I don't know. Got to find a way to regulate it somehow, I guess. We got next one on for pedestrian safety, and I'll get to this one here right after the break.
Bovino Vineyards in the beautiful hills of Templeton, home to diverse collection of standalone varietals and beautiful blends. Owner Dan Souza, grape grower and dairy farmer, chose the name Bovino, bovine, for his dairy herd, and vino for his wines. Winemaker Steve Anglum says, if it's been a while or you haven't had a chance to visit Bovino, now is the time. Bovino Vineyards on El Pomar in Templeton open Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Enjoy the brilliant wines, the cozy tasting room, or out on the deck with breathtaking views. The Astraea Warbirds Museum has updated its 40-plus vintage military aircraft to honor those who served in the Vietnam conflict. The Astraea Warbirds Museum, home of the Woodland Auto Display, has a multi-million dollar collection and over 20,000 square feet of indoor buildings for the vintage auto and race car enthusiast. Open Thursday through Sundays, 10 to 4, Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, and they're always looking for new volunteers. Go to ewarbirds.org.
Hi, my name is Austin Streamlin. At Slow Heating and Air, our passion for delivering exceptional quality and service never wavers. We're a family business serving our neighbors with honest service you can trust. We can help you fix, maintain, and install new heating and air conditioning systems.
And if another company says something big's broken,
call us for a second opinion.
805-423-5119. That's 805-423-5119. San Luis Obispo Heating and Air Conditioning, Inc., keeping you in the comfort zone.
Attention kids of all ages. For great family entertainment, head to the Park Cinemas in Paso Robles with the latest releases as well as special features and showings. And if you're looking for a birthday gift or just a way to say thank you, gift certificates are available. For the movie hotline, call 227-2172. That's 227-2172 or online, parkcinemas.com. And as always, sit back, relax, and enjoy a movie or two.
Thank you. welcome back. Getting down to the end of the hour here. It just flies by when we're having fun. Appreciate all the calls. Again, Happy New Year. I'm so excited about this year to get this. I mean, we're like chomping at the bit. I can't believe it's the weekend already. I can't wait for Monday. Get back and get after it. We got 363 days now to meet our goals. And that's how we're going to plan every day. Ready to go. And also, every Saturday, make sure you tune in at 9 o'clock for Gearhead Radio. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. I look forward to hearing from you. Seeing you through the week. Thank you so much last year for coming down, for supporting us, for spreading the word. That means more than anything. I can't say that enough. Your referrals, even spreading the word about the show, about the shop. Even if you have something bad to say, that's perfectly okay. We only get better by knowing what we did wrong. And I really do appreciate the opportunity to fix the mistakes that we make. So if there's something you're not happy with, something didn't go quite right, you got to let me know. That is the biggest opportunity, the biggest gift that you can give to me, is to let me know when we failed so I can make sure it doesn't happen again. But again, thank you so much for an amazing 2025. We hit all of our milestones, all of our goals. We did all the trips we wanted to do, and it's all thanks to you. So thank you so much. Looking forward to 2026. All right, move on to the legislation here. We got one more call. Good morning on Gearhead Radio. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can barely hear you.
Okay, I was asking.
Oh, I lost you.
Car Shield. Hello? Yeah, what do you feel about them?
Stay away from them.
I'm sorry?
I said stay away from them. I don't say that a lot, but that's one of the ones that is a borderline, in my opinion, as a scam as it can be. A lot of the insurance,
really?
Yeah, a lot of the insurance companies, but yeah, definitely that they make it so difficult for the repair shops to actually fix, and they have so many stipulations when it comes down to actually needing the repair. Yeah. I have not personally had great success with it. I've heard about other people that have success with it, but yeah, it's one of the ones, and the majority that I've seen from the research I do and the people I talk to, the majority across the nation experience what I experienced. So I would avoid that one.
Is like endurance also same situation?
Endurance.
They do a lot of advertising.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think I have any personal experience with endurance, but again, it's the same. It's that same kind of scheme as the Car Shield, where you pay this extravagant amount of money, and then when you try to get something back, they have a lot of stipulations and a lot of fine print where they just don't want to, we need to do this and that, and they drag out the process, and they might end up paying to fix the car, but it takes 2 weeks to get the process. So you'll start finding a lot of shops don't even like, that's the insurance. No, you got to pay us, and then you got to deal with getting your money. But they want to see the car torn apart so they can send an adjuster and look at it. And it's crazy. Yeah. I would stay away from them.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information.
You're welcome.
That tells me what I need to do.
Yeah. You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh yeah, the insurance. We got it's crazy. The if you've ever had an insurance claim, period, doesn't need to be, it could just be with like an accident or something like that. It's amazing just one word or one thing you say, and they just latch onto that and they deny the claim. And it's like taken way out of context a lot of the time. We're dealing with one right now where they just keep trying to deny the claim for any little thing. And then we look like the bad people, right? And we say, we're trying to fix the car, and I can't wait weeks to have you send somebody to look at it. I mean, I guess we can. We'll just bill the storage fees, right? But that's not right. The problem is the client is out of the vehicle for 2 weeks. because you want us to tear it down, and then you can't send an adjuster until we tell you that it's torn down. So now you want me to lie to you. Now I got to say, oh yeah, the vehicle's torn down when it's all in one piece in the bay. You know, like, because if we really waited and said, okay, it's torn down now. Okay, now we'll put you on the schedule. They'll get back to you in about 2 weeks with a timeline. It's like, well, no. So we just call and say the vehicle's torn down right now. And then they'll put us on the schedule for 2 weeks. Now we know, okay, now we have 2 weeks to get it taken apart. You know, it's such a weird game, and I hate playing games like that. I just don't like it. It's like, yeah, I'm not technically lying. Well, I am, because the car's not, you know what I'm saying? It just puts everyone in a really difficult position. And the only way to do it is to try to manipulate it a little bit. I just don't like playing like that. That's not right. So a lot of the extended warranty stuff I try to stay away from. Now, there's a few that we've had really good success with, you know, you're buying a used car and they give you an extended. And it does help. And it saved a lot of people a lot of money. So I can't say every single one of them are terrible. I can't, because I've had great success with them. And, you know, like AAA and State Farm, like they've covered a lot of things I don't think they would. And very quickly, too. So, but yeah, Car Shield, yeah, no. Not impressed. So just a few more of these new laws that went in place. I'll try to get through before the end of the show. We got just a few minutes left here. So, next one is the Alfa Bravo 382 pedestrian safety. This is the purpose is to enhance pedestrian safety by lowering speed limits in school zones. So keep in mind, the school zone allows local authorities to establish a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit in school zones. And that's defined as in within 500 feet of the grounds. Broadens the definition of children are present to include children on roadways, sidewalks, or pathways, regardless of specific school hours. And it authorizes a 15-mile-an-hour speed limit in residential districts with an existing 30-mile-an-hour limit. So slow down in the school zone. I can't argue with that. Makes sense to me. Yeah. So keep in mind, school zone speed limit is now 20, can be 20, can be 15 in residential districts. And again, that's 382 if you want to look that up for specifics. Next one's Alfa Bravo 390, or refers to the Assembly Bill 390. Signed in July 2025. This focuses on highway safety and expands on California's slow down or move over. Key requirement here, starting January 1st, 2026, drivers approaching any stationary vehicle with flashing hazard lights, cones, flares, or other warning devices must change lanes away from the vehicle if safe to do so. It extends protections on all marked highway maintenance vehicles and any vehicle displaying warning lights, not just emergency vehicles. And failure to comply here is a $1,000 fine. So if you see a car on the side of the road, you should stop and help. I should know. I got to practice what I preach on. I mean, they look fine. They look like they got it figured out. I don't know. Anyway, stop and help or get to the other lane. That is a law now. January 1st, you see hazard lights, cones, flares, any warning device at all, and you can get it in the other lane. You should be in the other lane. That's just common sense. So I agree with this one. I definitely like if you've ever had to change a spare tire on the side of the highway and people are just whizzing by you, then it's like you got to always have like one eye on the cars coming towards you, one eye on what you're doing. It's tough, right? It's like, so I like that one. That makes sense to me. Next one up is the Alfa Bravo 1014, signed into law October 25th. This bill takes effect in January 1st, 2026. It grants the Department of Transportation, Caltrans, and local authorities increased flexibility to lower speed limits on state highways and non-freeway roads by up to 5 miles an hour to protect vulnerable pedestrians, such as those in safety corridors or near recreational areas. And that's it. I had three more here. I'll get them to next Saturday. So mark a calendar. Tell Siri, say, hey, Siri, make sure you put a note for Gearhead Radio. 9 a.m. next Saturday. There you go. Now all your phones just put a thing in. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Happy New Year. Look forward to seeing you next week and next Saturday at 9 o'clock. Have a great week, everyone. Bye.
Gearhead Radio with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears and Paso Robles on River Road. You can trust Jimmy and his team to take care of you and your vehicle the first time, every time.
You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Tascadero, and Templeton.